And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is on his way to Puerto Vallarta for our 2.5-day journeyman trip. We'll be hearing from him next weekend about how great that trip was down on the journeyman in Puerto Vallarta. In the studio with me, Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. We're going to have a great time talking fishing and talking about the brand new product that BD Outdoors is coming on. Yes, indeed, they've got a lot to talk about, so you stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at SanDiegoCountyFord.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock on Rick Max is headed for the airport to take that Alaska Airlines nonstop flight to Puerto Vallarta out of Lindbergh Field in San Diego, and head down and jump aboard the Journeyman this afternoon and fish 2.5 days of big fish fishing. In the studio with me today, Jason is here from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. Now, where's Ali? Is he still on TV?
He might be on TV still.
Okay.
He's probably on the freeway.
He's on the freeway. Well, he's never late to a fishing trip. What's the story?
I have no idea.
Yeah?
He must have stayed out late last night filming.
Oh, that must have been it. Yeah. That must be it. Well, truth be told, Ollie will be here. He's just a little delayed. He'll be here any minute now. But in the meantime, we're talking to the real brains behind the organization here, Jason. And what's going on with Fish Dope, man? The things just keeps getting better and better. Danny doing such a great job posting the reports and stuff.
Oh, man, I had to bring on two more people now.
Really?
I have Thomas and Jeff that are helping out with it. There's so many new spots that we wanted to put up on the chart that needed to be done, and redefining, you know, sport fishing, basically making it a little bit easier to map out. A lot more reports coming in because we got a lot more contacts now.
Yeah.
It's just growing.
Yeah.
And it's been really good. It, you know, you add fish this year, it helps out a lot.
Oh yeah. What a year. Now, you started Fished Up when?
Oh, 6 years ago?
6 years ago.
Yeah.
But it really kind of took hold a couple years ago, and then all of a sudden we have these two outstanding seasons, and people started realizing, I need this information.
Yeah, it started out pretty strong. It was kind of the industry's dirty little secret so that most of the guys in the know could stay on fish. Mm-hmm. And then public kind of got a hold of it, and it started steamrolling. And then, you know, we had a little recession there, and everybody started selling their boats, and construction was down. Nobody had time to go fish anymore, and there really wasn't very good fishing going on. And then we hit last year and this year being the strongest so far, and it's just resurged. We're seeing sport fishing coming back and being cool again.
It's so cool, and it's so cool to see a lot of kids getting into it, and not a new anglers. This past season brought so many new people, turned so many new people onto fishing.
Well, you can take them out and they hook a fish right away. You know, they don't realize that there's years and years where we go out and don't catch anything.
Yeah.
And part of that is, you know, nobody was fishing to kind of help us out.
A
point
real
us in the right
fish.
Yeah.
You could hook a real fish there.
Yeah, to hook a real fish.
Yeah.
60-pound yellowfin in 10 miles off the beach. Yeah. It just doesn't happen here.
Now, you guys have to go out and do, as we call here on Let's Talk Hookup, a lot of field research, you and Ollie. And you guys had some pretty good trips this year on your boat, right?
Yeah, not just in the boat, in the airplane.
In the airplane,
we spent a lot of time in the airplane.
Yeah.
There's a lot of water to look at. It was, we were looking for wahoo. We just really wanted to find wahoo. And the tuna was easy. You go anywhere, you could catch a tuna.
Yeah.
But the wahoo and the blue marlin. Blue marlin was another
that,
one.
Huh?
And it's really hard to see from an airplane. They have to be up feeding. They don't hang out on the surface.
Did you actually see him from the air?
Did not see one.
Yeah.
No,
but
saw
you saw
from
wahoo?
The boat. Oh, we saw wahoo under kelps.
Really?
Yep. We kind of watched how they moved and what they did.
Man.
And, they're a weird fish.
Yeah, they are. How do they move? What's the secret?
They look like matchsticks laying all around a kelp, and they kind of don't move. They just sit there.
Hang out?
They hang out for the fat, one of the fastest fish in the ocean, and they just sit there and hang out.
Yeah.
Waiting to ambush.
Kind of ambush feeders.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. So they were really kind of concentrated on kelp patties and floating debris and stuff like that?
Yeah. We'd see one or two just out in the middle of nowhere, but the packs of them, the 15 and 20 and 30 fish, they were all around the kelps.
Wow.
And we'd call some boats in. The boats would come in, and they'd kind of just scatter or sink out. It wasn't like they'd go stupid.
They wouldn't bite.
No, that was probably because a private boat doesn't hold very much bait to chum.
Yeah.
I'm sure if a sport boat came in and chummed on them, it would have got them going pretty
Stop
good.
The boat, bring them around type of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. So that's one of the features that you have on fishdope.com. You have a eye in the sky, and you put your members on to fish, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, we don't call in our members on fish when we're in the airplane. That's kind of keeping it a secret so that when we come in and tell the members where it's at, all the other boats aren't on it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Here's the paddy. Here are the coordinates where the paddy was. We think it's moving this way. Yeah. So you've put a lot of other new features into fishdope.com, too. The satellite imagery, you can watch the water move. Talk about some of the new features that happened this year.
Yeah, some of our members were kind of expressing that cloud cover was kind of ruining it for them. So we started coming up with composite imaging. And the composite imaging has actually been pretty close, within 3 to 5 miles, you know, of being super accurate. And what it does is it takes 3 days' worth of info, and it fills in all the blanks. So you can actually see how the water is moving, what the water is doing, and it kind of gives you a better general direction when cloud cover is so heavy to go move that way.
Wow.
We've cleaned up some of the images and really tried to let as much info come through from the satellite without sacrificing, you know, that little tiny break that within a quarter mile of where the clouds are.
So you can take a cloudy image and clean it up so you can actually see the sea surface temperatures.
Well, yeah, that's by overlaying 3 days' worth of sea surface temperatures on top of it.
Yeah.
Or three shots.
So like a composite
day.
Type of deal.
It's a composite type of deal, yeah. But the scientist has gotten it really accurate.
Wow.
And that's all he does. He sits there and monkeys with it, and he really enjoys doing it, which is good for us.
Yeah.
And he knows how to fish. The guy's a fisherman.
Oh, he is a fisherman. I fish with him.
Needle in a haystack, that guy.
Hardcore. It's like, Ollie, take us home, please. No, we got to keep catching. We got to keep going. He finds them, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And so the mothership, we should talk about that, and the original deal was, of course, Bloody Decks, BD Outdoors now. Tell us what's going on with BD Outdoors.
Oh, man, it's wintertime, so we're cleaning up the forums a little bit, making it so that we're more mobile because mm-hmm. everybody's now using phones and tablets and not so much PC anymore, trying to make things faster. But we're growing. This year we grew a good 20%
wow.
over last year. And last year we grew 30%. I mean, it's just getting bigger and bigger. I think the Facebook, you know, posts and stuff aren't holding people's attention like it used to. And now they're all coming back. That, and it's just, you come on BD Outdoors, you can learn something.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, I was researching some boats on BD Outdoors the other day. Just, like, there's a wealth of knowledge about pretty much any subject, whether it comes to buying a boat or looking at good quality engines, fixing an engine. It's, you can pretty much kind of, you know, fishing techniques. I'm going to Costa Rica. What do I need to take? That kind of thing. I'm going to the East Coast to fish bluefin tuna. What do I need? Everything's there.
Yeah, you got all the fishing nerds in one spot.
Yeah.
And that they're all willing to share, and they really want to share.
Yeah, that's what
they experienced it, and everybody enjoys doing it. Everybody wants to see everybody catch fish.
Yeah, for sure. So I know upcoming big Fred Hall show coming up here in Long Beach and Del Mar in March. It's going to be here before we know it, month and a half away. You guys always have a big presence there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be there again this year. We got a 30-foot by 10-foot booth. We always do it big.
Yeah.
Takes that many steps to get by us. You can't ignore us.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
We try to stuff as many T-shirts in there as we can.
Yeah. And you guys are the king of the stickers.
Oh, yeah. We enjoy giving out stickers. Everybody likes stickers, and they end up in urinals and other places. And then we got to go pick them all out. Bart comes by and says, hey, you know, come look at where this one ended up. And he kind of laughs about it now. But
I better be careful. Now, you guys help me get... You guys really know the sticker biz, and you helped me get the new Let's Talk Hookup sticker that we just initiated and we'll be handing out at the Fred Hall Show, so I guess I better be careful where they end up.
I'll make sure that the BD Outdoors members help you there.
Oh, thanks a lot for that, Jason. You are really a pal. Indeed. Indeed. Well, it's really fun being associated with you guys, and I'm so thrilled that fishdope.com has become such a success and that things have really kind of taken off there. And I mean, that is not an easy job. 365 days a year, you guys have to be on it.
Yeah, I mean, the fish don't sleep.
No. You know,
they don't take holidays off.
No.
And when holidays come around, that's when everybody fishes.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Danny really, really likes doing it.
Yeah.
He's a fish report geek.
Yeah.
And I got these other two guys that are just as good as he is. They run their own boats. They're always on the bite. And they really help out a lot. And
that's neat.
It's made it easier for me to step back and not have to do all the reporting every day. I still get tons of phone calls, but I'm out developing other stuff, trying to get new apps for Satfish. And we got Satfish too.
Oh, which is wait a minute, what's that?
Satfish is the global fish dope.
Whoa!
We're doing all over the world. We got South Africa, Puerto Vallarta.
Really?
European states. It's you know, Italy. We're going all over the place. We're still building it right now. It's satfish.com. It's free to sign up right now. And during our beta session, we're just testing it out, getting feedback. And it'll probably be that way for a couple more months before it gets shut down to a pay service.
Wow.
But It has a lot more layers, satellite layers, than fish dope. And we're doing that to kind of test them out before we bring them to fish dope. Fish dope is pretty self-explanatory, easy to go find fish. Around the world, we don't have all the contacts yet. So we have to give everybody as many tools as we can to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
And so there will also be private forums on there to where we can discuss, you know, what areas are looking good for different people. I got pro staff from every region in there to answer questions and help out. And it should end up being a pretty good resource there for everybody that's not in Southern California.
Well, that's the thing, is now BD Outdoors has become so global now. It's not just Southern California anymore.
No, it's not. We got friends all over the world, and they're always begging us, like, hey, you know, help me out with some of this imaging, some satellite imaging, and it doesn't take long to do.
Yeah, that's kind of your specialty. You're kind of a computer guy.
Yeah, I've a lot of the stuff has gone over my head, you know, as far as technology. You got to stay ahead. So now I'm outsourcing a lot of it to different companies, but I've got five companies running all at the same time now.
Yeah.
And it's our investors, we had to bring some investors in to do some of it, and they're watching the work go on, and they're going, wow, man, we've never seen anything like this before. And they're fishermen.
Yeah, that's cool. And you have a staff that is throughout the United States. You have people in Florida, people in the Northeast that actually are BD Outdoor employees.
Yeah. Can't even count how many now. We just hired another five just to go do all these new projects.
Yeah, which we're going to let him announce that,
exactly.
Yeah, when he finally gets here, yep. Ali, I hope you're listening. We're going to give you a hard time. You know that. But he's going to be here to announce a very new project that's really, really exciting that will be premiering, I believe it was January 17th. Is that right?
Yeah, January 17th. Yep.
So we'll hear all about that. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Ollie and Jason, a wealth of knowledge, and really have become real icons in this fishing industry here with all that they've done with BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. I want to make mention, yesterday we were fortunate enough to announce that we had changed our skiff fishing trip in October to a six-day trip with the option and possibility of going to Guadalupe Island. I told you, book right away, it's going to sell out. Well, guess what? It's sold out. So if you were thinking about it, sorry. You were fully warned here to book right away. It's already sold out, that October 23rd trip aboard the Shogun, with the possibility, as long as the permits are in there, of going to Guadalupe. So you just have to get on the waiting list, I guess, to go fishing with us at Guadalupe Island next year. Or this year, actually, in 2016, October of 2016. We have a great show lined up for you today. If you want to join us, lines are open right now, but they won't be for long. 858-457-1090. One line open there. And 877-792-1090. 877-792-1090. And boy, have we put together a prize package for you today. It's an AFCO performance package that includes the AFCO performance short, the performance shirt, and the AFCO face mask, plus a renewal or brand new subscription to fishdope.com. So that package worth close to $300 overall there, a fishdope.com membership for a full year, and that AFCO performance package. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, talking more with Jason Ali. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at VoteCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. And Ollie, any moment now, should be running through that door and
any moment.
Talking about his new adventures here. He's been doing a lot of adventures, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure this morning's an adventure, too, just to get out of bed.
Indeed. Hey, be careful out there on the roadways. They're a little wet this morning. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones, and let's talk to Dave and Anza. Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to everybody there.
Same to you.
Yeah, question for your guest there. See, I'm a pilot. I've flown airplanes all over the western U.S. and all up and down the coast, and I'm kind of interested in the aviation aspect of what you're doing. Can you just give me some general information, like what do you fly, where do you fly out of, what altitude are you flying at, and do you have both a pilot and a spotter, or is it just a one-man solo show up there? Just some general information on that, please.
Yeah, we have a pilot and a spotter, because one guy has to hold the camera. We put a lot of cameras on, or a lot of photos on the website of the fish, so everybody sees what we're seeing. Pilot generally has a commercial fishing license. You have to have a commercial license in order to basically wildlife view or put boats on fish.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a $300 license.
I'll be done.
And so we have that. We actually have three pilots, and they fly primarily for the swordfish boats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when they're not sword fishing, they're flying for us. So what we're basically flying 1,000 feet until we spot something, and then we'll drop down all the way to 200 feet, and we'll spin up on them, do about 2.5 G's, turn sideways, and we're flying Cessna 172s.
Oh, okay. That's just the airplane I have. They're great airplanes. What kind of range do you have, and what's the duration of most of these flights?
We're flying for about 4 hours, and we're primarily targeting anything within, about 60 miles, just because a lot of our members are smaller boats.
Okay.
And going further out, unless there's something out there that we know about, we generally try to stick within the Southern California Bight and down to Ensenada.
Okay.
If we go down, I have two or three boats that are ready to pick us up, and I tell them which zones we're going to go view in, and they'll understand, you know, hey, when we call them in, then, you know, there's going to be some fish there. So they get the benefit of that, but we also have the safety of a life raft and a boat to pick us up.
Yeah, that's cool. Amazing stuff, and the air thing is just such important information. And that's a fishdope.com exclusive, right?
Yeah. That's,
you guys are the only fish service that does it.
I don't know anybody else that does it.
Yeah. It's expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
We're looking at buying a plane to get it cheaper.
Wow. Yeah. As you know, Dave, from flying your flying days, yeah, it's not a cheap program, right?
Right. I think that 172, I don't think you can touch it for under about 150 an hour right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Dave, thanks for getting us started here. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. We've got the birthday boy, Mr. John Ireland, on the line. Buenos dias, John, and happy birthday.
Thank you, Peter. Hi, Rick. Hello, Jason. Yep,
good
68 years old today.
No, you're not 68. Come on. You know what's amazing? We had lunch the other day with Steve Pinard at Dana Landing, and we were talking about how your 60th birthday was 8 years ago. I can't even believe that.
Time flies.
We had a big celebration down at Rancho Leonero. It was so much fun. So are we going to do it again at 70?
Yep, we're going to have to. I'm happy. I'm happy to make it to 70.
We got to have another Rancho Leonero celebration.
You know,
for sure.
It is amazing, though, how fast time flies. Especially the older you get, the faster she goes, huh?
No doubt about it, man. No doubt about it. It's like they always talk about it being like a roll of toilet paper, right?
Yeah, it goes fast. So the smaller the roll, the faster she goes.
That's it, right? So what's been going on down at Rancho Leonero?
Good bill fishing. You know, it's been a windy December for sure, and it's been lighter. It's been a nicer January. It seems to be lightening up. What's been happening the last few years is we've been getting a lot of wind December, January, and then February's have turned out to be just gorgeous for the last 3 years in a row. So it's the wind seems to be lightening up a little bit, and we're getting less of that. And the water's still amazingly warm, 75, 76 degrees, good fishing water. And the hotels that are open are just whacking the billfish. It's just billfish. I was listening to Cass's report yesterday talking about one per boat, and Jesus, just guaranteed, you know, at least one or more. If you want striped marlin, now's the time to go down, even mixed because of this warmer water mixed with a few blues. So the fishing remains good through the year. And like I said, 75, 76 degree water is still pretty warm for January. I'm hoping it goes down to about 70 before we start back up again. And so we won't have that super warm water again this year. With any luck, but otherwise, you know, we're working on the hotel. We've replaced a lot of roofs.
That's cool. Yeah, those beautiful Palapa roofs need a little bit of maintenance now and then, right?
About 20,000 square feet of roofs we replaced.
Wow!
Believe it or not,
wow.
Ready for that?
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
And those roofs used to be the least expensive way to build a roof down in Mexico. Now they're by far the most expensive.
Yeah, it's labor intensive, right?
Well, you got to get environmental permits now and everything to cut them.
Wow!
And you know what's really interesting about down there? You know, it's the Indians from the mountains they're all hand tied. It's an old traditional thing, and the only time that you can buy the palm leaves themselves are 4 days before and 4 days after a full moon, because that
really?
they'll only cut during a full moon or
really?
Around a full moon. Because they believe the bugs will eat them otherwise.
Interesting.
No, they stick to it. I'm telling you, I've been living with it for 35 years, and then you just can't buy a palm leaf unless it's a full moon.
Full moon. That's amazing. Now, rumor has it that you are going to be attending our live broadcast and the big sale next Saturday at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, getting a little early start. You know, we're ready to get back open and get back to work, go fishing again, and it'll be nice to see Steve and the gang. And
yeah.
It's an opportunity, so I'm looking forward to it. We'll have a little booth down there, and Pam and Phil Besseman will be helping me, and I'll be down there the whole time, too, all day Saturday.
Wow, fantastic. All right, that's at Dana Landing next Saturday. Talk about Rancho Leonero. You can book a trip and talk about the opportunities down there. I know we have a couple of rooms left on our Rancho Leonero trip in June. This is our 20th anniversary, believe it or not.
Yeah. Like I say, time goes fast.
Yeah.
And the tournament, your tournament is booking up quick. So
yeah.
I suggest if anybody is interested to give a call to the office here pretty soon.
How do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or 760-438-2905 or RanchoLanero.com.
RanchoLanero.com. All right, John, we'll see you next Saturday at Dana Landing. Look forward to that, and you enjoy your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thanks, amigo.
All right. Celebrate a big time.
I will.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I'm marking my calendar for 2 years. That'll be fun. So, hey, look who just came in. Hi, Ollie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, you know, we roasted you enough on the way in, I think. So we're done with that. But it's great to have you in the studio. Okay, we've been hanging on, waiting to talk this big announcement that BD Outdoors and the big premiere and what's going on with you. What the heck are you doing? What's this big announcement?
Yeah, so we just announced this new project we've been working on. We just announced this new project we've been working on for about a year. Sort of behind the scenes, and we've been trying to keep it quiet as best as we could while we were doing it, but, you know, the word got out to some close friends and all that. It's called Local Knowledge. It's a brand new TV show that we've, like I said, I think we've got almost exactly a year's worth of work into right now. It's going to debut next Sunday on our coast. It's really early, 4 a.m. on Destination America. I will not be up at 4 a.m. to watch it, so set the DVR. Yeah, and that's kind of the deal. You know, it's a little earlier than we would have liked, but being a new show on a new network, you kind of got to take what you can get.
Yeah. And East Coast, it's prime time, 7 a.m.
It is, yeah, and that was sort of the idea. So we did okay there, but, you know, out here, it's definitely early. Everybody can watch it on DVR. I don't watch anything live, I don't think, anymore anyway. And then the cool part about it is we've got kind of a different model. Being that we're internet nerds, we want everybody to watch it wherever, however, whenever. So you'll be able to watch it online. Jason's helped get us programmed with a whole suite of apps that we're going to be releasing here in the next few weeks.
Really?
So you'll have a custom app for your Amazon Fire TV, Roku player, Samsung Smart TV. You can watch it anywhere. He's also got apps coming for iOS and also for Android. And then it'll all be on YouTube and on Vimeo as well.
So you can stream it off of BD Outdoors, I'm sure, too.
Anywhere, yeah. We'll have links to all of that. We have a whole page set up on the site so you can watch the show. You can download it. We don't care. You put the whole version in your iPad, watch it on the airplane. The old model of trying to drive everybody to watch it on a TV channel, those days are kind of over.
Yeah, I mean, nobody watches real TV anymore.
Though. Yeah, I mean, and I know, like, for me and Jason, we're a little ahead of the curve as far as technology goes usually.
For sure.
But we're always watching stuff. We've got those Amazon Fire TVs, and that's been the majority of the content that we watch just because it's so diverse and everything's 100% on demand. So we're kind of going with the same model. We'll have the commercials in there, so, you know, we support our sponsors and all that.
And who are the sponsors?
Right now we've got Evinrude is our engine sponsor, Andros Boat Works, which is a big boat company out of Florida, Sarasota, Florida.
Nice.
We've got AFCO, our good partners there.
Yeah,
Costa
shed.
Is on board. Who else do we have? Who am I forgetting? Mustad, our good buddy Steve over there. And
the Florida Keys
and Key West. They're sponsoring as well.
Nice. A lot of good sponsors.
Yeah, no, we've done real well, and we're super stoked that we were able to just get that much support for a brand new show. It's really hard to sell something until you've actually shown it.
And so where have you been? You've been traveling like a maniac.
Yeah, we've been traveling like crazy. We're kind of doing it, though. The whole show is sort of different. We've always seen shows where, and we've all seen them, either they're out of Florida and they're fishing permit and redfish and yellowtail snapper over and over and over again. And that's not what we wanted to do, and honestly, it's not what interests us. We kind of wanted to use this as a vehicle to do some of the cool stuff that we do, you know, we want to do, extend our brand. So we've been kind of, we've been filming all over the place, but our format's a little different. We've got two hosts, but the story is the fishing and the adventure. You know, we love fishing, we love the sport, but one of the things I think a lot of fishing shows miss is everything else that makes a trip so great. And, I mean, you've fished all over the world. You know the stuff that doesn't keep you coming back necessarily is the fish. No. It's the people. It's the adventure.
Yeah.
The float plane, the food, you know, all that other stuff that kind of makes a trip so unique. You can catch fish anywhere. Well, nobody ever really talks about that, you know, and that's sort of the stuff that we want to cover. We're calling it the culture of fishing.
Okay.
Because, you know, what we like to do is a lifestyle. It's not just about catching fish. It's really the way you live your life, and that's sort of the stuff we want to investigate. So we started off shooting a couple episodes in the Florida Keys. My co-host, Rush Maltz, he is
one of the legendary guides of the Keys.
He's very well known.
I fished with Rush before.
Oh, have you fished with Rush?
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah,
don't tell him I said that, but he's a great dude, and he's a hell of a fisherman.
Yeah.
And he's a real waterman, too. Like, yeah. I do a little bit of free diving and spear fishing, but, I mean, this guy, he would rather dive than even fish with the rod and reel. He loves getting up close and personal. Sharks do not bother that guy at all, especially being where he's at. But he's a guy who runs 200-something days out of the Keys. He really knows his water well, but he hasn't really explored as much as I have. And so he's kind of showing me the Florida stuff in a way that we've never seen before, you know, and we're sort of showing him. We just got back from Baja. So we took him and the whole crew to Abreojos Baja.
Abreojos.
Yeah. Wow. Which
place that nobody goes to.
Nobody goes to. And I've been going there for years. I love it because we love that grouper fishing. The grouper fishing's unreal. We towed the Andros. We've got a 32-foot Andros center console out here. It's 10 feet wide. And
Whoa.
We towed it all the way to Abreojos.
No way.
I mean, that was a story in itself.
You can imagine going down the Baja Highway.
We stuck GoPros on the left side of the boat as we're going down. And, I mean, the video footage these guys got, literally missing by inch. Well, one time they didn't miss. We had a little bump on the rub rail of the boat. Most of the time, we had a semi come over in the middle of the night one night. Well, just as it was getting dark. We don't try to drive at night, but it pushed us off the road, basically.
Whoa.
And we got some of that on video.
Whoa.
The typical stuff, blown tires and, you know, fuel stops and all the stuff that makes Baja, you know, so hard to get to. But then the payoff, of course, is once you get down to Abre, it's just beautiful. And the people are really what keeps us going.
And how was fishing?
Fishing was good. It was we were like 2 weeks from killing it. It was unbelievable, like 50 fish days, but we still caught 20, 25 fish a day.
Nice.
So, you know, we caught grouper.
It's good fishing.
It's good fishing.
Yeah, no, we caught little fish either.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till you guys watch this show, too. You'll have a good laugh. I mean, you know grouper fishing is very high in casualties. We had one stretch, we went 0 for 13.
Oh, man, 0 for 13.
You just, it's 20 to 40 feet of water, and they're so damn strong. You know, we're fishing 100, 120-pound leader, and we could not stop them without getting broke off.
Wow.
Just an awesome fishery that, guys that grew up in San Diego and Orange County and L.A. have no idea about. So I think, you know, we'll show guys some new stuff in their backyard. As well as we're going to go, like, on Monday, we're going to Guatemala.
Tomorrow, you're going to Guatemala.
Yeah, that would be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Morning, we're going to Guatemala to film down there. And, you know, Guatemala's really known for the sail fishing, of course.
Right.
But we'll spend a little bit of time doing that. But we want to go check out other fisheries. They've got a really good popper fishery for, like, 60 to 90-pound yellowfin.
Oh.
Which, I mean, that's as fun as it gets,
you
know, throwing poppers to that stuff. And they also have a pretty good rooster fish fishery.
I can imagine, yeah.
So
we're
going to check some of that stuff out. We're going to check out some of those Guatemalan ruins. The guy that owns the Casa Vieja Lodge down there, he's known Rush for decades. They
really?
Fish together in the Keys. So we're kind of getting the bro tour. Instead of going and doing the package deal and sipping a Mai Tai and all that, we aren't going to have a mate on the boat. We're going to do all the mating, and it's just going to be few buddies going out fishing, you know,
fun.
As opposed to that same old formula.
So the name of the show?
Local Knowledge.
Local Knowledge, and it's going to be on Destination America.
Destination America.
Which I have Cox in San Diego, and it's on Cox.
Yeah, it is on Cox. You know, the thing is, everybody's like, why didn't you go to Sportsman's Channel? And Destination America, Sportsman Channel is great. I watch it all the time. I love it. But Destination America is in twice as many households.
Oh, absolutely.
It's Discovery Channel's number two channel. So it's owned by Discovery. It's got, you got a big network behind you. And also, really importantly for us is, Outdoor Channels is in HD in about 50% of the markets. Well, our show is in 100% HD.
Wow.
And we're using cutting-edge Hollywood equipment. We've got drones. We've got an underwater camera guy, which nobody does on fishing shows anymore. It's all shot in beautiful HD, and we really wanted everybody to see it that
cool.
way.
Cool, cool. All right, we're looking forward to that. Local Knowledge, I like the name. So, and that's going to be a real kind of not just your average fishing show, a real adventure and technique and fishing show with a couple of really guys that kind of know what they're doing.
don't care.
Yeah,
I indeed.
Don't know.
Well, the phones are packed up. They want to talk to you. One line open. You want to get through 877-792-1090. Tom in San Diego, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Pete, remember when you went out of Cabo on the Don Luis?
Okay.
The boat? With Jorge Tellis?
Absolutely. That was a great boat.
I went down. I fished the Bisbee a couple years ago. He took me out, and I brought down a bottle of Johnny Walker Red. You saw what he had on his bar, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was
undergunned. What a great
guy
and a great boat.
He had Johnny Walker Black and everything else, and you could drink in the – I mean, I didn't drink much during the day, but anyhow. My question was – by the way, I'm glad to hear about the Local Knowledge. That's outstanding, that new show. I love Bloody Decks. And for the float – or for the plane – can you give me a rough idea of what you're seeing? It's been a little bit closed mouth because I think everything's going on, but what do you see or what have you seen this year as far as your bluefin stock versus last year or years before or however long you've been doing it?
Ellie,
Well, the thing with the plane is, and this is what I think everybody, what everybody envisions versus what we see up there is very different. I'm fortunate a lot of times I do actually get to fly the spotter plane, and Jason, I try to make Jason throw up all afternoon.
Oh, nice.
But
G's you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
We see a lot of kelps. We see a lot of fish close to kelps. But the tunas, we really only see them when they're up. So, you know, we can't accurately tell you, you know, how many millions of tons there are or what, you know, exactly what's where. We see them when they're feeding, and a lot of times we'll see, like, the bluefin. They're known to jump and splash around and do all that. You see those plain as day. But as soon as they go underwater 10 or 15 feet, they kind of disappear. So for, like, looking at a big area and saying, oh, we saw a lot of bluefin here. I mean, obviously this year we did see a ton of bluefin. And the big news, you know, which we all got excited about, was a really big bluefin around. And those bigger bluefin.
You caught one.
I did. I got lucky and was able to catch one. Yeah, we stuck out with a buddy. It was 180 right on the nose.
Whoo!
That's, I mean, for me, man, that's the fish of five lifetimes.
Yeah.
You never think growing up in San Diego you're going to catch a tuna that big.
Yeah, within 30 miles of the point.
I mean, it was just crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
So it's hard to talk about a whole stock, but we did see a lot of fish this year, obviously. If you look at the counts and everything, the tuna fishing last year was actually better as far as numbers go. We had a lot more yellowfin, but we did, you know, we saw the wahoos and all that stuff, but it's not quite, you know, what you're envisioning from your computer from seeing the pictures.
Indeed. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. John in San Diego, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. I know when you guys are doing, you know, summertime, you guys probably get quite a few reports, and I'm wondering if you ever have to kind of filter the reports. Maybe some of them just sound too good to be true.
For sure. If we don't know the guy, you know, we start asking questions. And a lot of the time it ends up on a phone call. There's some members that embellish, just like a regular fisherman does. You know,
fisherman? No lies? What? No.
Yeah, but for the majority of it, we went out and made the contacts that we made to get the good info. A lot of them are guys that we work with on BD Outdoors. They're advertisers on BD Outdoors where it's a partnership. A lot of them are just really good dudes that want people to catch fish. Their boat's full all the time. They're charter boats. They don't care. You know, they're catching fish and they want everybody else to catch fish too to keep the industry going. So I'd say maybe 99% of the reports we don't filter. It's straight good information.
Good,
yeah.
Good dope. Good
it's
fish.
It's very rare. And when somebody gives us something bunk and we find out, well, we always call around and figure out what's going on. You can look at a water chart and say, you're way out in left field there, dude. You're in 64 degree water.
That's
not
the real deal.
That's not 70 degree water.
You may have
water.
Caught those fish, but that's not where you caught them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, give us a straight scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. For the first time this morning, you want to get through? There's your chance. Don in Woodland Hills, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining
hey,
us.
Hey, exciting news about local knowledge. I'm going to definitely search it out up here in the San Fernando Valley and see if I can record it.
Yeah, you should be. Destination America, like Ali said, is on everything practically.
Yeah, unless you've got like the basic like $29 package, which I know, feel like me, I think I give them a couple $100 a month. Everybody's got the channel, so it shouldn't be too hard to find.
Hey, my question for you is with just the way that BD Outdoors has just expanded over the years, I'm just curious, how many members do you guys have and how many states do they come from?
What's it up to, Jason? It's like 110,000, I think, registered members.
Yeah, 110 registered and 650,000 viewers.
Wow.
Everywhere. you look at the chart in our stats, and it's global. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah. How did you guys start?
That's Jason's deal. He started it, and I kind of came in a month or two later. It was
just goofing around, you know, made a place for our buddies to go put up fishing reports.
Yeah. And when was that?
2003. Yeah.
And then it kind of morphed into a business.
Yeah, it took a lot. It took a while.
Yeah.
7 years of goofing off, and then it turned into a business. We just stumbled into it. We had no idea there was a business there.
Yeah. And now it's worldwide and a lot of different entities involved in it.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff cooking. And it's funny, our traffic, like if you'd asked 6 or 7 years ago, it's 95% West Coast. And now West Coast is like 55, 60. California is like 50-something percent of our traffic.
Wow.
Florida's huge. Texas, the Gulf. What we find is the California guys are on the forums, and they're posting because we all kind of speak the same language. But we get a lot of guys from – well, and the Pacific Northwest is huge for us as well.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah, because they're tuna fishermen. Anywhere tuna fishing happens, we've got a lot of followers.
Oh, okay.
So Hawaii, the Northeast, Louisiana, and then I think Florida just because the market's so big. And we have a lot of people in Florida, too. You know, we love Florida. But a lot of people in California have no idea what a great fishery that is.
It's a pretty awesome place.
It is. Yeah. I mean, the whole state's built around fishing. So.
Yeah, no doubt. And everybody has a boat.
It's nothing like – I mean, everybody's got water in their backyard.
Yeah.
Stuff that we can only dream of.
Yeah.
It's really cool. A lot of fishing opportunities.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to get a fish report, find out what's biting out there, and then the more from Ollie and Jason. BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. Still have a chance to win that AFCO performance package along with a one-year subscription to FishDope.com. 858-457-1090. All the lines are full there, but one line open at 877-792-1090. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
The San Diego Bay Bass Tournament is Saturday, January 23rd, and Dana Landing in Mission Bay wants to help you get ready with a great sale and seminar on Saturday, January 16th. It all starts with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast at 7 with saltwater bass expert Benny Florentino, plus a giant sale on the tackle you need. Listen to these great deals for one day only at Dana Landing. Buy 3 Gulf packages and get one free. Take 30% off all MC swim baits and warp bait products. Buy 2 Rapala X-Wrap mags and get a free Williamson Speed Pro. Buy a pen reel and receive a free Brave Filla. And other great deals on Yuzuri, Phoenix, Daiwa, and more. Next door at Fastlane Kayaks from 10 to 11:30, it's the ultimate panel discussion hosted by Pete Gray with Corey Sandin, Jimmy Decker, Afrin Abutin, and Benny Florentino. Learn the best techniques for catching the big fish in the bay. It's one day only, Saturday, January 16th, and only at Dana Landing. Right across from SeaWorld, next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano, and I got to talk about Talica. Talica 2-speed, there is nothing better than Talica 2-speed when it comes to fishing, either big fish, medium fish, even small fish. Man, you've got the quality of that reel, that Talica 50 for big fish fishing. There's nothing that can winch in a big fish like the Talica 50 2-speed. And you move on down to the 25, the 20, the 16. Sea bass fishing's going to be coming up here. The 16 and the 12 Talica are the sea bass fishing machines when it comes to getting that fish to the boat, for sure. Yellowtail, that Talica 10, love that reel. Put some Power Pro on there. It is amazing how fast you can get that big yellow to the boat. So check it out. If you need an arsenal, the arsenal you need is the Talica line of reels. From Shimano at your local Shimano dealer. Check out Shimano.com.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3880. 8857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Time for the catch report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's long-range season. Time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way, you're first in line when your trip returns. You can tell them how many tuna burgers you want, how much smoked fish you want, how much filet you want out of that. They do it all, and they do it the best. Hey, friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the man, Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Pete, what's happening? Good morning, Jason and Ollie. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, finally a couple days of weather where we can go fishing, huh?
Jeez, I know, right?
Yeah.
Pummeled this last week, no doubt.
Ooh.
You know, not, as you can imagine, you know, not a whole lot of fishing took place this week, obviously, with the wet and mixed up. Prior to the weather, you know, it was pretty much sculpting as a target species for us on our three-quarter day stuff. You know, at the very beginning of the week, we got out on Monday, fished some real good sculpin fish and easy limits for, you know, the guys that were out and chasing those things around down that deep water hard bottom. Still no sign of that yellow, you know, that the bait that was down there kind of filtered out. So we'll kind of see as everything kind of sorts itself out if some of that bait finds its way in, and I'm sure if that stuff does, that fish won't be far behind. We had a couple half-day trips this week that made it out, you know, kind of in those little window opportunities to get out there, and kind of out with fishing was pretty much what you'd expect. You know, some scratch fishing for some calico bass and sand bass, a few sheephead that had to go back, some sculpin in the bag. So, you know, guys just were itching to get out, you know, cabin fever, had to get on a boat and go do a little bit of fishing. So it was a good time on the water for those guys. And Halibut Derby's out today on the Clemente. You know, the boat's full. I think there's 25 guys on that trip. They're out there trying to get a few more flatfish onto that Derby leaderboard. And now this is where the cool stuff starts happening. You know, fish that are caught, they start bumping people off the leaderboard. So it's one of those things you got to kind of stay on top of it, get out on those trips. Or, you know, guys, you can also buy a Halibut Derby ticket on any of our open party trips, too. So that's what we got going on. Boat maintenance as well. You know, we had some of that going on this week. We're pulling the something out of the water on Tuesday for its annual, you know, maintenance and all that good stuff. So, guys want to hop on a trip, you know, you may have a couple windows of opportunity this week, too. So, call the landing, the phone number there, 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then if you guys want to save some money, no joke, you can click right there on the Dana Wharf banner ad on the Let's Talk Hookup website, and that'll save you 25% on one of these half-day or three-quarter days.
As many times as you want, 25% off by just clicking that banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, Dana Wharf banner. What a deal that is you guys throw out there for our listeners, and we sure appreciate it.
Hey, you know, it's anything to get people out there. And, hey, I forgot to mention, too, we got a half day today on the Real Fun. I think Captain Pika's running that boat
Pika
today.
All right.
Pika. Yeah. 12:45, if kids want to go, they go for free with a paid adult. So,
come
you know,
on.
If you're going to get out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got kids that have been cramped up, haven't been able to get out and do stuff because of the weather, you know, get them out on the water and have a good time today.
Yeah, and it's a nice day on the water today, so go get them.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Good job there. Thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All righty. Have a good show. See you guys.
All right. Appreciate that very much. All right. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson, that is our catch report today. And the catch report today is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. And they want to help you get ready for the big Bay Bass Tournament with a great sale and seminar coming up this Saturday. Live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast starting at 7 with saltwater bass expert Benny Florentino. Giant sale on tackle. We kind of released some of the stuff they weren't supposed to talk about yesterday. It was some pretty amazing stories there. And then the big seminar symposium at 10 o'clock. I'll be hosting that with the names when it comes to bass fishing. Corey Sandin, Jimmy Decker, Afrin Abutin, Benny Florentino. It's all happening this Saturday, the 16th, at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. All the details on the sale and such are at danalanding.com, so check that out, and we'll see you down there next Saturday morning. Scott Sherman, good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Thanks.
What's up, Sherman?
Hey, wanted to say hi to Jason and Ali and say I'm very excited about the Local Knowledge show. Are you going to be hosting that thing, Ollie?
Yeah, it's going to be me and Rush from Florida kind of going to be the host, and then we'll pull our guys in, you know, wherever applicable. So if we're doing some Florida stuff, we may bring in some of our Florida team guys to kind of show us the way and then do the same thing out here, you know, with some of our California guys.
Great. Well, I tell you, it's been exciting over the years to watch this thing from where it started way back when you guys were just putting stickers around out at Fred Hall to where it is now. Boy, it's been a pretty interesting ride. And I just wanted to thank you personally. You know, you guys have been very successful. And when you gave me the opportunity to kind of be the insurance guy and start advertising on your site, it really made a difference in my business and helped keep people employed at my office. So I just wanted to say thank you for what you do. And a lot of people should realize out there that, you know, whether it's success, you can find success for yourself if you figure out how to do it. And the advertising with you guys was a big step. And then getting with Pete was the next step. And that combination has been very, very good for me and for my community. So I just want to say thank you.
Thanks, man. We really appreciate it. We remember Scott way back when he just sold insurance and he wasn't running for president.
So yeah.
A long way as well.
We wish he was running for president, man.
That's a fish.
Yeah. Man, and of course, Fifth Avenue Insurance is the place to get your insurance because you cater to the boating and fishing community and really one of the few people that does that.
And they've got awesome service. I think they started off doing our business policy, and now they write my cars and the boat. Yeah. And it turns out he kind of flipped the script around on us, and he's supposed to be writing us checks, and somehow we're spending more money with him.
I'm the same way, business and as well as my boat and everything. Yeah, yeah. No, Scott's they're the best. So thanks, Scott. And you were kind of a early bloody decker back in the day, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember when this thing was just getting started, you know, and Stan was going around putting stickers everywhere he could see, and then people started asking about it, and it just drove more people to the site. And then the usual suspects got involved with the forums, you know, and they all start talking amongst each other, and it just became a really good, tight group of guys that just grew into something much bigger than everybody anticipated. But I'm just thrilled to see it. It's kind of the good old American dream coming through. So it's great to see.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call this morning very much. And thank you for what you do in the city council there. We need guys like you out there to fight for our rights, for sure. Appreciate that.
Well, the difference with me, buddy, is I got a job after this, so it doesn't really matter. I just go out and do what I think is right.
There you go. That away. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right. Let's go live to the Pacific Queen. Captain Drew Card is on the line. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Doing great. How was the trip this weekend?
It was good. It was a little slower than last week. I think that, I don't know if any of us were expecting to see what we saw, what we did last week again this week. We had, as all the years I've been doing that, going down to that bank, I've never seen it like we saw last week. We had just an insane trip. And with all the weather and everything that we had this week, we thought it would be different. But I wasn't on the trip. Joe ran the trip, but it was still a very good trip for most standards most years. He had close to 50 yellowtail. I think he had like 46, 47 yellowtail. He had limits of rock cod and still some good lingcod fishing. He said he saw a really good sign of fish. So, before last week's trip, you know, I'd never seen more than 50 yellowtail. I know the guys had really good fishing last year, but there's still really good sign of yellowtail down there. And for this time of year, I don't know if you could ask for much more.
We'll take that for sure. So you're going to be doing it again next weekend?
Yeah, we are going to be doing it again next weekend. We're already full.
Wow.
So if guys want to get signed up, they're going to have to get signed up a little bit early. I took your guys' advice. I know you guys were hoping maybe we'd do like a midweek trip. We're not doing quite a midweek trip, but we are doing one for the holiday next week. So Monday is a holiday for most people, so we got a Sunday night. For Monday trip, we'll be leaving at 6 p.m. That trip still has plenty of room, but it's, I would say most likely going to go. It's already got enough people that I'm probably going to just commit. So
there you go. All right. So that's Martin Luther King Day is next Monday, and that's a holiday, a national holiday. So leave Sunday night, fish colonette on Monday, back early Tuesday morning so you can get to work.
Exactly. And we get back probably 5:30 in the morning, so guys, if they do need to get to work, can make it. And, we're going to leave a little bit early because, it's Sunday, so hopefully most guys won't have work, and we'll be down there first thing in the morning.
So what time are you going to depart on Sunday?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Sunday, this coming Sunday. Fish Monday at the holiday, back early Tuesday morning. And how do we make a booking on the Pacific Queen to go to Colonnette on a day-and-a-half trip?
Well, you can either call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500, or you can sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com. Make sure you bring plenty of yo-yo irons, some heavy sinkers for fishing rockcod, and we'll see you on the boat.
All right. Thanks, Drew Card, Pacific Queen. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you soon. Look forward to the report from that trip there very much. And when we come back, more from Jason and Ali, more Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we have a lot to look forward to. I will be making some great buys at the Big Las Vegas Tackle Show, gearing up for the Fred Hall shows. And I always make some amazing deals to pass on to our customers. After last year's incredible season, the gang at Fisherman's Landing Tackle are excited for what this year could bring, and we will be ready for the shows. In fact, stop by today, and we will share some new product knowledge and pre-show deals. And make sure to see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Just because it's winter does not mean there are no fish to catch. Fisherman's Landing is taking full advantage of the fishing opportunities this winter with half-day trips, three-quarter-day Coronado Islands trips, day-and-a-half Colonnette trips, and, of course, long-range trips. We will be targeting yellowtail, tuna, rockfish, and more this winter. Check the website at fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 for details and to book your trips.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.